Ata mari ko atere ano mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour's finance spokesperson Grant Robertson has called National's tax cut policy dodgy and full of voodoo costings. National Party leader Chris Luxon and finance spokesperson Nicola Willis unveiled the $14 billion policy yesterday, saying it will be funded by cost savings in areas like climate change and public sector spending. Mr. Robinson says it's a tax and burn plan which will make many families worse off because of the cuts to early childhood education, public transport and public services.
It doesn't add up, and the more time we spend looking at it, the more questionable those numbers are. It's also going to mean enormous cuts to public services, and it means that there will be no action on climate change, the biggest issue facing future generations and the New Zealand economy.
Grant Robertson says the plan will pour petrol on the housing market and lock out first home buyers. Data from Growing Up in New Zealand indicates the Ministry of Education may be missing the mark with free sanitary products. A new study, Now We Are 12, looks at children's experience of puberty. Lead author Emma Marks says the age for puberty onset for Taitama Wahine is getting younger, with about half having started their periods by the age of 12. That shows education on the subject needs to be targeted for a younger age. Although the survey was done relatively early in the rollout of the free sanitary product program, it showed 60% had never used them.
There are lots of reasons why they may not be using them. The schools may not be, you know, advertising that they've got them. Sometimes they're in the sick bay, which is, you know, not a great way of saying, hey, this is a normal thing for half the population to go through, but now I have to go to sick bay. And, you know, sometimes they want a different product.
Dr. Marks says having accessible period products at school is an important way to address period poverty and normalise the experience of puberty, which can help young people thrive at school and lead to better long-term outcomes. A member of an Indigenous trade delegation of the Pequot First Nations people of Connecticut says the trip has brought both cultural and economic benefits. K. Marie Dunn of Te Rārawa and Ngāpui says the group of about 20 entrepreneurs, mostly from Aotearoa but also from Australia, Samoa and Hawaii, were honoured guests at the tribe's end of summer feast of green corn and dance. They also toured cultural and business assets, including the billion-dollar casino that underpins their wealth.
They've got a huge mall, they've got a 2,000-room hotel, commercial interests in pharmaceuticals, and also security technologies. And the other reason why we've come across here is the possibility for them to diversify their investments and explore Aotearoa.
K. Marie Dunn says the Pequot have been invited to Aotearoa early next year, where it will be our turn to treat them like royalty. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour.